and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
I was there. Never happened. But to Trump supporters, it feels true, and that's good enough. If you need to understand why they'll vote for him regardless of facts, look at the floss on your vanity tonight. Facts be darned, you're not going to throw it out, are you? Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
I need my floss when I eat corn on the cob. You gotta have it for that, right? Thanks. Easing water restrictions in California have more people in the state apparently willing to turn on the tap.
There was a time a few months ago that turning on your sprinklers during unapproved days meant chancing big fines here in California. But now, because of near-average amounts of rain and snow, the state is easing water mandates, and in return, conservation is dropping. New data shows in June, Californians still conserved, but not as much as in previous months. The drop was expected. Now many water districts are telling customers to conserve, but they're not mandating certain watering days or imposing fines. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, we now know why some members of the fundamentalist LDS faith were sent back to jail after violating the terms of their pretrial release. Cleon Wall is live in the KSL 24-hour news center. So, Cleon, what do they do?
Scott, Seth, Jeffs, and John Wayman contacted each other four times, and that's a big no-no. Jeffs and Wayman were not allowed to meet with co-defendants or any witnesses in their food stamp fraud case. So how were they busted? GPS ankle monitoring showed they were at the same location on four different